Rocco Nucci and Marissa McNeese here with you this morning, and a very, very special guest here on the Center for Orthopedics Hotline. The Center for Orthopedics delivering the first-rate care that you deserve, and obviously very, very excited for our next guest here. It is Andy Bull Bartsch here to talk some Lake Erie Crushers baseball with us this morning. Bull, how are you doing, man?
I am great. You put way too many varies in front of special guests when you brought me in there, but I appreciate that illustrious introduction as always.
Hey, I thought I left you like three or four varies short there, man, to be completely honest here with you. Hey, listen, before we get into some Crushers talk, I got to ask you just because I never really did get closure on this, and I'm hoping the answer to this one is yes. I will be disappointed if it is no. Did you ever acquire a Quad City River Bandits hat?
Oh, for sure, man. And I've actually got the camo hat upstairs.
Ooh,
my wife.
You got it. Saint.
She actually got that for me for an anniversary gift.
Oh.
And this thing is so nice. Like, I'm afraid to wear it. I loved it. Like, it was, you know, the mask around the bandit before, like, the mask even became cool. So, yeah, I've got that thing upstairs. It's so awesome. Like I say, I'm afraid to wear it. I just want to, like, let it sit there on display so I can look at it.
Marissa, so me and Bull, you know, we fawn over the minor league logos and everything because they're awesome. They're creative. And Bull had his eye on this Quad City River Bandits camo hat for, I don't know, weeks, months, something like that. Just every day he'd be, you know, oh, man, I'm going to buy this hat. I'm telling you, Rock, I'm going to buy this hat. And he finally has the hat, and now he doesn't even want to wear it because it's so nice. I cannot even believe.
I get that, the anxiety of you finally got it and you don't want anything to happen. I get it.
Yeah, it's nice. It's almost too nice to wear. I mean, you know, if I wear it, I could spill something on it. And, you know, if you wear it out in the summertime, you're doing some work, you can sweat in that thing, although it's camo. So, I mean, if you sweat in it, it's not going to show the stains too much.
There you go.
I think it's too nice.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Bull, we can talk some Crushers baseball here. Andy Bull Bartsch, our guest here this morning. No Crushers last summer over there in Avon. Obviously disappointing for those of us here in Lorain County. But, Bull, I'm sure you got to be excited almost more than anybody for the Crushers to return to Avon this summer. What do you think that means for the community as a whole?
It's a good question. I think it'll be different, but I think it'll be awesome when they do get going on May 27th. So the plan now is to start the season on Memorial Day weekend, and they're going to push the start of the season back a couple of weeks. Now, that's not a total surprise. I think we all kind of figured that they wanted to give themselves an extra couple of weeks, just because if you're an extra 2 weeks means, you know, you've got a 14 extra days for more vaccines out, and people not only, you know, will be able to come to the game, but they feel more comfortable coming to the game if they know that others who are coming through the turnstiles are vaccinated as well. So it'll be different. And, you know, I've been in touch with Tom Kramick, the Crushers owner, over the last couple of weeks, and I had asked him, you know, how do you think it's going to be different and what's it going to look like at the beginning of the year? And Tom mentioned to me that right now the state's telling them that they'll be right around 30% capacity. Of course, a lot could change between now and May 27th, but he says as of right now, the state's saying that 30% of their total capacity is what they're looking at, and he estimates that's somewhere in the area of 1,200 to 1,500 fans. Now, they still need to submit a formal plan to the state for approval on how they're going to do that as far as socially distancing fans and trying to work all of that out right now, but Tom also mentioned that, you know, at this point, they're probably looking at a maximum of six people per group in the seating bowl. So you can't have any more than six people sitting together. And they're also doing more of the cleaning, the spacing out of the concession stands, and I think that's to be expected. But they're also looking at exploring a system where you can actually order your food and drink from the concession stand right on your phone. That way you don't have to sit there and wait in line, be, you know, chin to shoulder blade before you actually get your goodies at the concession. So they're working on a way to get through a phone or a mobile device just to make things a lot easier and reduce the clutter at the concession stands.
Wow, that's fancy, a little phone ordering system over there
at
Crushers Stadium. Good stuff, good stuff. Andy Bull Bartsch, our guest here this morning, talking some Lake Erie Crushers baseball. Bull, one of the major things that kind of broke, not just with the Crushers individually, but the Frontier League as a whole, partnering with Major League Baseball. This happened back in last September, but just kind of wanted to get your thoughts on this one again. Obviously, I think that's a good thing for the Frontier League moving forward, as they partner with Major League Baseball, but I think that would only help the Crushers as well, right?
Yeah, it helps them a ton. Now, I'll say this. I think it certainly sounds a heck of a lot better. What it means is Major League Baseball will pay a lot more attention to the Frontier League, but that doesn't mean they weren't doing it before. Yeah, you've had at least a handful of guys that have gone on to play big league baseball in some form or fashion that played in the Frontier League at some point in their career. So Major League Baseball has always, you know, kind of had their eye on the Frontier League. But this means they're going to do it a heck of a lot more. And to go even further on that, I want to say in each of the last four or five seasons, guys who have played in the Frontier League have signed some sort of player development contract with the Major League Baseball affiliate. So, again, it's not like they've ignored them in recent years, but with this new partnership, it gives them a heck of a lot more. So I caught up with Deputy Commissioner Steve Tassler yesterday. He mentioned that what it does is it gives the Frontier League, the American Association, and the Atlantic League formal recognition by Major League Baseball playing a bigger role in their development system. Now, for 2021, Steve said a lot of the benefits are going to occur behind the scenes, but a lot of the public features are probably going to be implemented in 2022, and they're actually having ongoing discussions with Major League Baseball after the 2021 season begins. So I think there are probably a lot of layers to this, but what it means is you'll see a much stronger presence, you know, with scouts from affiliated clubs coming to these games and taking a look at a lot of these guys. And look, the reality is, too, with the contraction, a lot of jobs were lost. Steve told me that they estimated around 1,200 fewer professional baseball jobs were estimated to be out in 2021. So they added new clubs to the Frontier League that obviously gives them a much, much larger geographical footprint. But also, you know, they added these new clubs. They've got a much different overhaul when it comes to overall player focus in the Frontier League, too. So you have a lot more guys that are out there looking for work, and in some cases they're looking for a second chance. And a lot of the guys who played in the Frontier League in the past, for some reason or another, they were just overlooked. I mean, college baseball, I enjoy it personally, but it can be interesting when you're trying to scout someone. Let's just say that you play at a small school and you're lucky enough to get anyone who's anyone to come on out there and take a look at you and scout you for a game. Well, if you have a terrible game, they're not going to think much of it. That was all they saw of you. This kind of gives you a second chance to kind of prove your worth, and some guys just flat out get missed on. And this really provides them a second opportunity to go out there and show what they can do. So, like I say, it's a league that in the past, at least a handful of guys have gone on to have some sort of a big league career that played in the Frontier League at some point. So this partnership will give them a heck of a lot more help for Major League Baseball. And I think what it will also do is a couple years ago, when Major League Baseball did the same thing with the Atlantic League, they used the Atlantic League in an experimental platform fashion where they kind of use them with the robot umps and the international tiebreaker rule with the runner on second base at the start of the 10th inning, which some people hate, some people don't necessarily mind, but, you know, they kind of use the Atlantic League in that regard before implementing that in the minor league system. And then, of course, further up the chain now, they're going to use it in Major League Baseball, too. So I think you'll see some of that along the way as well.
Bull, you mentioned, you know, with the influx of maybe some of these players who are looking for that second chance or, you know, were playing for an MLB affiliate before. Either way, do you anticipate then a stronger product, I mean an on-field product, in terms of the level of baseball being played in the Frontier League?
I think so. I mean, it's hard to say yes, no, or indifferent right now. We'll find out more here in a couple months. But I think, yeah, I can't see why not. I mean, contraction was supposed to raise the level of play. And, you know, I still talk to a lot of guys who are involved in some form or fashion in the affiliate ranks. And one of the things that they mentioned to me a couple of years ago, when this story kind of came out that Major League Baseball was really thinking long and hard about eliminating a lot of teams, they felt like the talent pool, at least in the affiliated ranks, was really kind of starting to get watered down a little bit. And it stinks anytime anybody loses a job or opportunities are cut back. But, I mean, you think about it. There were so many affiliates within every major league team. I mean, some teams had Gulf Coast League teams or Arizona League teams, and they had a short season affiliate, then they had a low A affiliate, then they had a high A affiliate, then a double A, then a triple A. How many players do you need in your system? And I mean, again, it stinks because people end up losing jobs out of this, but I think they were getting to a point where they probably overgrew the initial thought or the initial purpose of the system. So I think it'll certainly save them money. Some people buy that, some people don't. But I also think they had so many guys in camp that they started to think, all right, this is kind of ridiculous because we don't need well over 100 players in camp. And we have way too many levels. And as a result, you know, I think leagues like the Frontier League will certainly benefit from that because some of those guys can still play. And you'll see that, I think, spread throughout the Frontier League, which, again, has always had a pretty strong presence in the Midwest, you know, not only here in Lorain County with the Crushers, but you go out to the Chicago area, they've got about 14 out there. They've got a team in the St. Louis area, and they've got a couple within a two-hour shot of that as well. Down in Florence, you know, not too far from Cincinnati. And then, of course, you know, with all the additional teams coming in, you've got teams in the New York, New Jersey area. You've got a few teams in Canada now, too. So I think there are a lot of attractive markets, places where I think a lot of these players certainly wouldn't mind playing. They recently added Ottawa. That's a AAA facility. So the league has really grown. And it's grown in a big, big way. And with this partnership with Major League Baseball, too, it could do nothing but help. But I think, yes, on the surface right now, if you're asking me 2 months before the season starts, I really can't see how the level of play would not be lifted as a result of the contraction in minor league baseball.
Well, we'll find out one way or another. Opening day, Memorial Day weekend for the Crushers as they make their return this season after missing 2020. They will be back in Avon for the 2021 season as Andy Bulbarch brings you some Crushers baseball. Bull, thank you very much for joining us here this morning. I appreciate your time as always. I hope you have a nice, safe weekend, man, and say hey to Will for me.
Absolutely. Rocco, Marissa, Cam, thank you guys for having me on. Always appreciate the time.